John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network. I welcome Susan Crabtree, the national correspondent for Real Clear Politics, writing most recently at Real Clear Politics about a puzzle. A puzzle to me, because the Secretary of State, Mr. Blinken, making remarks about religious freedom and a committee, a commission that was established under the Trump administration that is no longer exists, but religious freedom was the centerpiece of the concern. Religious persecution, religious freedom. The observations of the American language require a lot of attention when things get ambiguous. And this is ambiguous. The word religion, that's a tell here. It's not entirely clear what that word is meant to mean from the point of view of the Trump administration moving into the Biden administration. And therein lies the secret. And Susan's new article helps me understand this. Susan, a very good evening to you. First, let's establish, what is it that Mr. Blinken said that seemed to roil the waters because he was speaking against conduct of the previous administration? Good evening to you.
Mm-hmm. Good evening to you, John. Pleasure to be with you. I was taking a look at his remarks, which were delivered when the report on human rights, the annual report that the State Department puts out, usually talking about bad actors, bad players in human rights and ranking them. And he said that he believes that the Trump administration had an unbalanced approach to religious freedom, placing it as too much of a priority in the whole human rights hierarchy. As you know, the Democratic Party, when you say the word human rights, that often refers to a lot of different things, LGBTQ individuals, women's access to abortion, refugee status, immigration rights. But the Trump administration said we are going to elevate religious freedom as a major concern in our foreign policy. And they did so quite vocally, both at the Secretary of State Mike Pompeo level, even Mike Pence getting very involved, down to its U.S. Agency for International Development Policy and Contracts. It translated down. So now with the Biden administration coming in, they're having somewhat, I think, a knee-jerk reaction to that. Anything that Trump did was obviously wrong, but they want to take what they consider a more balanced approach. The issue that we're having is that some of the people who were behind that policy in the Trump administration are really concerned that it's going to basically take away and harm all of the help that they were trying to provide genocide victims and victims of religious persecution, because they point out rightly that all of the genocides of the last century had religious persecution at its very core. And they believe that that should be the most prominent aspect in our human rights, basically our tool chest to go to stop this religious persecution worldwide. So that's basically what we're going for. There's more detail, obviously, we can get into.
Right. You note the reporting from Susan is that Bill Clinton, the Democrat Bill Clinton, signed the law of International Religious Freedom Act of 1998. 22 years ago, and that established a bipartisan U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom. Again, there's that term, religious freedom, to promote independent policy recommendations. So this still doesn't solve it. You spoke with Nina Shea. Solve it for me. Solve it for me. Nina Shea, who's the director of the Center for Religious Freedom at the Hudson Institute. There it is again, religious freedom. Ms. Shea says it's that the remark of the secretary and the intention of the Biden administration, quote, it's more of a watered down freedom of belief or religion, and equating religion with belief, which is very dangerous because that would mean you have a right to believe what you want to believe, but you would not be allowed to practice it in a public square. Here's the puzzle for me, Nina. This country is built on religious freedom. We're told that. It's in the First Amendment. It's the story of why our forebears traveled, took the risk, plunged into darkness to travel to North America in the 16th and 17th century. Now, I understand I'm not asking everything to line up perfectly, but surely Mr. Blinken and the Biden administration, these are very smart people. They know that. So what is their intention to challenge this term, religious freedom? Where are they going with this?
Well, over the last few years, we've had a lot of emphasis on religious freedom actually being religion, being the source of some persecution against gays and lesbians and LGBTQ people around the world. And so I think that's what the consideration is. There was a movement in Congress that got squelched to change the mandate for the U.S. Commission on Religious Freedom, known as USERF, which created by Congress as part of that 1998 act that you mentioned that Bill Clinton signed, to change its focus to more broadly belief and religion. So this is because they were concerned that religion is a source of persecution.
All right, but does that mean you can believe in climate change? I mean, you know, the words are ambiguous. So I'm trying to figure out, can you believe in witchcraft? Can you believe in baseball? Is that okay with them?
It's okay if you can believe. Pluralism is what we're, you know, obviously what the law is after. A tolerance for religious belief. But I think, as you mentioned, you know, that you can believe in, and you can believe in nothing. You know, that's part of a lot of these roundtables that we've been seeing out there. They have people who obviously are atheists too. That's fine. But when you talk about religious persecution and what the U.S. role is to prevent that around the world, we say, our leaders have always said, never again, when we talk about the Holocaust. Blinken talks about his father-in-law's persecution during the Holocaust and how he came to America because of that. So he's very sensitive to this issue. And at the same time, the problems that we are facing on the world stage right now with the Chinese persecution of the Uyghurs and also with the Rohingya Muslims that we've seen since 2017 in Burma, these are real and serious issues of these people being persecuted because of their religion. We don't see that kind of scale when we talk about broader human rights issues. But there is this movement in the Democratic Party to include, you know, that religion is a source of the persecution as well, especially when it comes to abortion. We talk about Catholicism. So they're a little bit leery of the policies that the Trump administration put in place, which were to direct funds to some faith-based organizations, very limited amount, really, especially when it came to Iraq and trying to get aid to the victims of ISIS genocide on the ground, Yazidis and Christians, and those communities were decimated by ISIS and have only started moving back in the last few years with the help of U.S. assistance to rebuild their communities. So that's what therein lies the rub. It's really the direction of U.S. taxpayer dollars to faith-based organizations like the Catholic Diocese of Erbil, which was doing a lot of the work on the ground, that a lot of these career bureaucrats at USAID and State Department are very, very concerned about. They're looking to the Biden administration to stop that policy.
Susan Grabtree is a national correspondent for Real Clear Politics. The quote from Mr. Blinken, to be debated over many years. Human rights are also co-equal. There is no hierarchy that makes some rights more important than others. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same-day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. Happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.